This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Hey, hello, welcome to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, my name's Mono Agapian. So delighted to be talking about gay stuff on the internet with you. Thank you for coming here, the only safe space you have. Uh-oh, the lie's fallen on me again. What else is new? Hi, everyone who's joining. Lee Cutts, Beck, Amanda, Steffi, Casey, Sarah, Dokespickle, Connor, you bitch. We're so excited to be continuing this talk about Drag Race Espana. And this season's incredible. It's crazy. But I personally think the most, you know, the last two episodes really did take us somewhere crazy. I mean, that's just my opinion. I'm curious to see what y'all think. Before we even get into the jush, I want to remind y'all to patronize us whores, please, by Venmoing a bitch. You did for the last episode. Thank you. The coins keep it possible to keep the coverage coming. Because as you know, we have so much drag shit happening. We're going to be covering All Stars this weekend. We've got España. We've got a merch announcement coming. I mean, stay tuned for all of that. But for now, a candid talk with my puta. She's not my cariño. She's nothing more than a common slut. It's Oscar Montoya.
Yeah, can you say it with a thick Latin accent, please?
Her name is Oscar Montoya. Hi, bitch. Gay Cenobites here. Hey.
We're doing it, bitch. We are officially doing it.
We're doing it. We're keeping the coverage going like we promised. I already said Venmo a bitch. You know, I'm at Mono Agapian, Mono-Agapian. Mono Agapian on PayPal. Where can the lovely gals patronize you, Ozzy?
You can patronize me. Give me coins. Even if it's a dollar, literally just a dollar, to Ozzymo. O-Z-Z-Y.
It's cute.
Oh, listen. I'm poor.
Makes a difference.
Money.
Girl.
These chicken shit gigs over here, okay?
Oh, I mean, look, we're all still booking the chicken shit gig because the world is only kind of open.
Kind of.
Kind of. What? We're going to get stupid this summer. I mean, I'm excited. Oh, there goes my live tilting and wobbling again.
Uh-oh, this bitch.
So how did... Okay, should we jump all the way in? How did
Let's get started. We got
two episodes. How do we feel about episode 3, Mocatriz, which means triple threat, is my understanding.
Right. It's short for model, actor, singer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rob. Rob's sending rupee
oh
badges.
My God.
Okay. Cute. Rob is allowed to do that.
No, he's the only one that could do
that. So it is sort of a slang word for what tells me what the words are in Spanish again.
Mo is short for model, model.
Yeah.
Moca, cantante, that's singer.
Uh-huh.
Actriz is the last for actriz, which is actor.
Mocatriz.
Model, singer, dancer.
Wow. Okay, good tea. I mean, this episode is wild because, you know, we started this season saying, like, this Drag Race España is, you know, it's just about talent. The shenanigans have arrived now in this Drag Race canon. It's, what do we think?
It was a little, yeah, this is where the production stunts were in full display this episode, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're it this episode.
They brought them out for us. They couldn't let us do our own thing. I mean, we start this challenge. I mean, sad that we had to say goodbye to the iconic Drag Vulcano, which I'm very sad about.
I know. But listen, I feel bad, and also her drag would have been really exciting if she changed up her drag, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were we going to expect the same exact thing over and over and over again from drag?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yes.
Yeah.
But she seemed a little stubborn about it, and it is sad. I'm very sad. It was like when Candy had to say goodbye to Joey J, I had to say goodbye to the trade of the
man. You had to say
I feel bad.
You did. And he was very, like, I just kept thinking about it. And I was like, he's so the guy in the background of not a Guillermo del Toro movie, but like, who's the director who did Desperado? That famous director? Him. He's okay. Such a hot...
He made Spy Kids too. I'm surprised you didn't call. I'm surprised right away.
Fuck off, he made Spy Kids. Oh my God, I hate that you know that. Yes, he belonged in one of those movies, you know?
Oh, bitch, he directed Rain On Me, the music, Lady Gaga and Ariana.
Oh, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, is a force to be reckoned with, okay?
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly giving you everything you ever needed in this damn world. So, okay.
Does it all.
This episode starts with, you know, a sort of like soccer challenge. We're doing the mini challenge soccer shenanigans. No? What? Football? It's football.
Just like why?
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of fun to get to play a soccer match at the end of that challenge. But
yeah, that surprised me.
It was so silly. It was like, what is this? But well, okay, go off, I guess.
Go off. For who? Not sure, but go off. Thank you. Look, I'm still loving the Go-Go Boys. Are you not the pit crew? Are you so not impressed with this beat crew? Are you not?
What, I've seen better pit crew. I mean, the thing with pit crew is like, they're just fine. They're not. The reason to watch the show. I barely pay attention to the pit crew.
I'm just blown away by this pit crew. I cannot.
What this Spanish pit crew is different from any other? Because you don't talk about
something.
The other pit crews. You
no,
are
something's girl, different.
Obsessed with this pit crew.
Something is different with this pit crew. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the attitude. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. I there's something about maybe the fact that they're just like, I don't know. You know what it is? Maybe it's like that the pit crew has none of the, like, sometimes pit crew has like just a touch of like, how do I put this? Not homophobia, but they're kind of like,
Thank you. All muscle queens look the same to me. Ditto to that.
Wow. I have a Latin. Rob said I have a LatinBoys.com subscription.
I mean, where's the lie? I mean.
Okay, there's no lie there. There's no lie there.
Has a subscription to.
I'm a mess.
Boys.com. Okay.
I'm a mess. I'll give you that. I've definitely dabbled. I've dabbled.
Oh, you dabbled in the colonizer blood?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. In the colonizer blood.
You dabbled. That is.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not my narrative, Gia. That's not my narrative, Gia. You dumb bitch. I just think they're fucking hot. I guess I'm crazy. This shit's gonna stay tilted.
To me, the Spanish pit crew is like the most like muscle gay pit crew I've ever seen.
Sure.
Like there doesn't seem to be any variety to me.
Mm-hmm.
But hey,
and listen. That's bad. That's bad. Okay, yeah, that's bad.
You know what I would want? Here's what I want. This is what's gonna make me happy. Besides, I mean, I said this last time we had this live. Beside the fact of having, you know, more color in the pit crew, I would love to see a pit crew person. Doesn't matter what they look like, just someone with glasses.
Oh, they haven't done that before?
Girl, no.
Well, I
are a sign of intelligence, and we don't want that.
We don't want that.
Unbridled sexuality.
There is absolutely. I'll send you the porn. There is absolutely porn.
That's a good question. Do they wear shoes, Mono?
No, I think usually not. It's been a point of contention in the queer community that these damn pit crews are not given shoes on a set that we know is filthy. Like, it's not safe. It's not a good idea. And why not? Why not?
I don't know. And also, yeah. Barefoot. Oof, that feels.
It's like the sex thing. It's like there's something where that's sexual. That it's like seeing them in shoes makes it less sexual, I think, for people.
But isn't that like a kink? People wearing just socks and shoes, like that's a thing.
You can keep your shoes on.
Diversity, real diversity, is seeing a pit crew person with shoes and socks on.
Thank you. Yes, we need more representation. We need trans men.
We do need to see more trans.
But they're mugs. The mugs are good. You're going to tell me these. You're right. You're right. They're ugly.
Don't you lie to these good people. Don't you dare say that you look at these people's faces.
You're crazy. Because here's what I'm saying. A lot of pit crew.
Oh, I'm crazy.
Yes, you're crazy. You know what I'm saying? Some pit crews.
This live will just be us. I can't keep this straight. About pit crew.
Some pit crews suffer from butterface-itis, and you know that Spain has been bringing it with these boys. These boys have their mugs together.
That's what you meant by that. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No one has butterface-itis in this cast. I'm here for it. Okay, and here we go. We have someone who self-identifies as a lesbo and looks at their groins. Thank you, Beck. Thank you. Okay, whatever. Let's talk about this. They're given an insane.
Sorry, this is funny to me. that this shallow
butterfeet
people's faces. Sorry.
Uh huh.
That's funny.
How dare you? And this is the beginning of the Offspring drag him. Thank you, Sarah.
We go to.
And it's just Oscar. It's just Oscar finding flaws with the men.
I'm just saying they could work on a couple of things, you know. And I'm not the only one. Everybody on the chat is agreeing with me. You know, I want to see some more trans rep. I want to see some more black and brown rep. I want to see some Asian rep. I want to see some nerdy rep. Just give me a fucking pit crew person with glasses on.
I mean, look, if you want a porn, I can direct you to a porn where you can see such a thing. So I will send it to you. It is shocking. Yes, it is shocking because it's like, whoa, he has his glasses on for this activity. Like, it is a mind break. So yeah, I'll send it to you and you'll love it, I think.
Please do. Please send it to me.
It's so fun. Why are clothes so... We're so dumb. We're just little kids.
We're like, ew, clothes, ew.
Yeah. Okay, so we separate the gals into groups. They're given like archetypes. One of them is old damn ladies, right?
Yes, this was tough because this was, to me, like, I don't know if it was for you, but a Lost in Translation moment. Because some of these groups, I was like...
I mean, if it was a Lost in Translation moment for you and you speak Spanish, then holy fucking shit.
Well, yeah, I could speak Spanish, but Spain is like, girl, like that's like European Spanish. That's a planet, you know what I mean?
So you're not the exact same.
Not me educating a stupid person about
I understand there are many, many different
things. Shout out to Kickstand Comedy. That's on the chat. Just shout out to Kickstand Comedy.
But they're supporting my problematic point of view. Pick crew hot, so don't need personality.
No, but I forgive them because they're incredible.
So. Okay. So here's my thing. Okay, I agree. This was lost on me. There's a thing where there's slapstick and then there's just like big, not funny.
Yeah,
and
these, who are the other groups? Old ladies, and then there's
old ladies, which I thought was really not funny.
I mean, you didn't think it was funny?
No,
Queen and Arancha Castilla La Mancha.
I think Arancha is funnier than Killer Queen. I think Killer Queen needs
interesting because honestly, I would say the complete opposite.
Wow, because here's my thing: Killer Queen needs to stop doing faces. This is not Hokey Pokey Pee Wee Herman shit. I'm done with the faces. It's a drag competition. It's a drag comp, and I need to know that first and foremost. It is a drag competition. It's just a little bit.
Okay, listen, I get y'all coming for Killer Queen, but I don't know about y'all, but in the past two episodes, she grew on me. Because I was the first to say Killer Queen is going home right away. And she didn't.
But it's a little bit like, I'm making faces, so it's funny. It's like, no, girl. No, that's not for me. That's not for me. You don't think it's a little hodgepodge elementary?
Hodgepodge.
You don't think it's a little bit that when you would get someone come to your school, like during, like in elementary school, and they'd be like, we hired performers. And like, they're just like, I'm being funny.
Really coming for those dare performers in elementary school. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I am.
All right.
I am. They need a theater. They need to get into Tish. They need to educate themselves.
It's like, okay, so in the last two episodes, I was really not impressed with Killer Queen. Killer Queen seemed to me like a filler queen, truly. And I don't know. In this episode, I was surprised because I thought Arancha was going to kill it, and she just didn't. And I think, yes, you're right. She did give you faces. She gave you clown. She gave you Robin Williams. But I think she delivered. I thought she did good.
Okay, but...
very funny. I thought the old ladies were funny. They weren't but they were... They did their job well.
It was okay. It was fine. It wasn't for me.
Well, because it's so... Because, okay, so part of the breakdown was they had to do three things. They had to do an intro for a magazine.
Right.
They run a treadmill lip-syncing to a cha-cha bitch.
Why?
We see that footage ever.
No. And then the acting challenge was craziest.
Girl, it was a whose line is it anyway? This was short form. This was
the production where they were like, you're going to be in different places, but also you're just in a chair next to them. Like the the level of production was far too low. Far too low.
I kind of loved it though.
I couldn't do it. I was like, this is too much. Like, at least just do a shot with them off screen, not the green screen backdrop of the apartment, but we also have two people who we've established are in different locations, just in office chairs on the sides. No, girl.
It was very rinky dink, but there was a charm in that. There was a very specific charm in that, you know?
201. It was some improv 201 shit.
Girl, it was
thank you, Rob.
No, it wasn't. I would say that it was a drop-in class, three-hour session once a week. Like, you learn the yes and basics, and then you go home.
Oh, Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know where to begin. Let me see if I can find the moment and like kind of remember what the fuck happened in their insane acting challenge.
Better than Killer Queen in the improv challenge?
If I'm remembering correctly, I did watch this last week, but like, I just...
Did I, bitch? You got no excuse.
Killer, and I think I'm also affected by Killer Queen in episode 4, the face comedy, I'm over it. I can't do it anymore.
There yet.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, we keep getting the crazy face comedy, and it's like, this is not it.
People in the comments, let us know who did better. Killer or Arancha Castilla La Mancha? Tell us. Let us know because we really need to democratize this. We really need to
democratize this. I agree with you. Demonstrify it. So after the old ladies, the way they edited this is also fucking crazy because I was like, I couldn't even keep because they do all of the interviews first and then all of the lip syncs and then all of the acting challenges, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so next far, we have split down the middle, girl. Everyone, it's very split. I'm surprised.
It's split. Mm-hmm. It's split. So then we have whores. We have Carmen and I think Dovima playing. They're sexy girls. They're sexy girls. They're not prostitutes.
It's another group.
Yes.
Don't get the popular girls mixed up with the whores. Those are two different.
They're just hot, beautiful, and then they're like, oh, I wanted to go outside of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Girl, yeah, right. You wanted to go out of your comfort zone.
But then, and the thing we didn't talk about is that Killer won the mini challenge and she wanted everyone to succeed. She could have fucked everyone over, but she like actually, she's a good, listen, if drag isn't her gig, she could be a good casting director, I think.
Bye. Bye.
Once upon a time, I was.
Well, I have to admit, not long ago, you were a hoe. But you are admitting it. Listen. What's weird is that Carmen's like, I could have done anything. I could do anything. I would bring it. And then in the very next episode, she was like, I'm not funny. I'm just not funny. I can't do it. Just immediately contradicting herself. Do we notice that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
Messy.
I don't know who did they do well? Did that group do well? I don't even remember what the scene was. What was, oh God, it was they're dating the same guy. They had the same.
And then there was a misunderstanding over the teddy bear where they were like, no, the teddy bear isn't the person you're dating. There was a misunderstanding. They're like, no, the other person is going to come in. That's not who you're dating.
Yeah, that was weird. It was weird. And Dovinima seems a little like, it felt like she was like slow on the uptake.
Yes.
It's like very deer in the headlights. I was like, okay, well, she's gonna be in the bottom two hands down in this challenge. You know what I mean?
She's definitely becoming a fun little villain for the series.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I would counter to say Poopy Poison is our little villain of the season.
You think?
I think so.
I think she's... I'm in love with her. You think?
Lou, why are you starting some shit? You thought it was art and you were gagged.
What was art? Lou's just here to
give me a break. Are you kidding?
Lou knows how.
He's just a contrarian.
Lou, exactly. He knows how to incite, and that's coming from you, like the biggest contrarian I know, which is messy.
Dare you?
Not Poopy. Poopy's amazing. Okay, then Poopy and Hugasio. They are bad girls, nasty girls.
This one was the biggest question mark to me because I was like, this could be a billion things or it can mean nothing. I don't know. I guess they were the bad girls. The
very loose
party people. I don't know. But you know what? They were very funny. Both of them, very funny.
They're funny. Poopy is fun, can do no wrong when it comes to comedy. She's always funny.
This is her strength. This is her superpower.
When she was just hitting Hugasio, like, with the pillow. I was like, you're so fucking funny.
Funny. She's funny. And it was a weird challenge too, to be like, you're at a waxing place, pantomime, you're getting your ass waxed. And then I was like, you're asking a lot of these queens. You're really making them really think and imagine that they live in an alternate universe, you know?
The improv challenges, where they're, I agree. This was by far the strongest.
Yeah.
By far. No, hands down. But it's also just so weird. It's like, when it's like, this is an improv challenge. Here's what, chapter one.
Everyone thinks improv is. You know what I mean?
Like, so weird.
Are schooled in the art form of improv.
That.
But most people think, oh, improv, you tell me what to say and then I'll say it.
That. just like, no. It's actually more confusing. It actually makes it way worse because you're just like,
100%.
What's funny about this? I guess I just say the one thing and then am I allowed to say other stuff? Because you told me what the situation was.
Mm-hmm.
Mess.
Messy. Messiana. Messiana, the house down boots.
Okay, and then we get our sexy girl sketch.
Yes.
They're whores. These are whores.
These are prostitutes, right? Is that like the thing or I don't know.
It's sex workers, Oscar. Jesus Christ. Sex workers. They're called sex workers. You backwards little troll. You know what? Wow. Wow.
No, I'm let you have that.
Okay, yeah, you know. Because you know.
Okay, these sex workers.
These sex... Oh, okay, no. Make fun of that. Make fun of that. That's good. Make fun of that. You suck. So now the plot here is Inti is...
Oh, Inti, yeah.
...hiding her identity as a sex worker from...
Her mom.
Her mom. And why does her mom look like this? This is so funny.
Girl, this was a big old mess. It was so confusing. Now, this one was the one where, like, wait, what are we doing? What's the layout here? What's the staging?
Yes.
It was just,
mess. Poor Inti. She was very confused. Didn't know what to do.
Overwhelmed, you know? And she's not like an extrovert like the other queens are. She's an introvert. She's like a fashion queen. This isn't her forte, and I knew it.
You knew it. We were worried for her. We saw a little bit of self-doubt in the storytelling, and where this episode goes, holy fucking shit. Holy fuck. So let's get there. Whatever. These acting challenges are a hot, shitty mess. God bless.
Right. It wasn't helpful either to them. It was confusing.
No.
All of it was confusing.
Because Supreme is like, go back, go forward, now go there. It's like, I don't know if that's really going to help.
I would have been lost too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, here we go. You want to talk about this damn runway? What do you say?
Let's do it.
Okay. I'll remind us. So Supreme Deluxe comes out in this very interesting green, gray, black.
Overly structured outfit. Very different from what she's been giving us so far.
Probably, yeah, one of my more favorite things she's worn. So it's cute.
I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give it a little chirpy chirps.
Mm-hmm.
And this category is, what the fuck is this category? What I wrote it down. I don't know. Oh, roots. Roots.
Like a hometown pride.
Yes.
That's been happening since, I want to say, season 9 of Drag Race.
Yes. Yes. Where are you from? Talk about it. Roots. Some people took it more literally. But first we get Poopy Poison coming out in this insane, incredible, like, hat, tree hair thing.
Right. Yes, 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 yes.
She's representing Madrid.
The wig was cute.
Yes.
The wig was cute.
It was cute. I mean, the dress is a bit...
Well, it's Poopy Poison. What do you expect? You know what I mean? It's a big costume. It's a little, like, out of the box. Like,
yes.
Tailor it or, like, put any... She didn't judge it up at all. It was just very much like, well, this is a costume and I'm wearing it. But the wig was nice.
She's honoring her heritage. She's honoring Bear. She's honoring windmills. It's cute.
Is this look going to be her best look in the season?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I was afraid you were going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is, unfortunately.
I agree.
It's a chirp. I'll give it a chirp.
I give it a chirp, too. I mean, I would love for her to try something fucking wild.
Yeah, agree.
I want one of the other queens to dress Poopy.
Well, hopefully we'll get a makeover challenge, girl, one of these days. Inti comes out giving this incredible nod to her heritage because she is from Bolivia.
Yes, and she dressed up as, which is what the indigenous people in Bolivia used to dress to scare the colonizers.
Yes.
Big old fuck you to Drag Race Spain. I loved it.
Love that.
I was screaming. I was
beautiful. Inspired by the Diablada at Carnival. I thought it was good. I thought it was pretty damn good, honestly.
Well, why just good and not great?
I actually think it's pretty... Honestly, I thought it was like an 8 out of 10, just to be honest. I thought it was really fucking great.
Interesting.
I got their little critiques, but like, I thought it was fucking great. And the makeup, the headpiece, the way the colors... I think it's so cool that like, the inside is white and everything else is a contrasting color. I do think the judges were off on this.
The judges were spooked. I'm going to tell you this, it worked. Up to scare the colonizers, and the colonizers were shook.
Yeah.
They didn't like that 1 second, one bit.
That's so fucking tired of them. Like, do you think that they were like, oh, we don't like this statement and we're going to do something about it?
Girl, you know, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth or anything like that, but what I saw, that's what I absorbed.
Yeah.
I was very much like, they didn't see it as a joke. They, you know what I mean? They took it as an offense. They were like, this is weird. We don't like it. We expect more Spain stuff. This is like not Bolivia. This is not what this is about. You know what I mean?
I don't like that. I don't like people playing on my runway.
But you know what? I think that it was the catalyst of Inti's sort of meltdown.
Yeah.
Or eventual like quitting the show.
Because she was like, I know this is gorgeous. Yes, I agree with you, Betty. It's that unconscious bias, that implicit bias. That's so tired to me, though, because like, no matter what my political views were, if someone's making, especially from something removed from centuries ago, if someone made a political comment on that, I would be like, work, bitch. I mean, that's so embarrassing.
Well, because... It's tough because, like, they went really... They, like, took her down at the judging. Like, the critiques were harsh. And
yeah.
So bad. And you could see it all over Inti's face, just, like, her being like, fuck y'all. Like, y'all aren't... And I think it's fair, and here's what I'll say. I think it's very fair to put Inti in the bottom two.
Yeah, I mean, the comedy was terrible. The comedy was really bad.
And to put her in the bottom two for the sole purpose of her really shit in the bed in the improv challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to attack her outfit, I felt was a little unfair and incorrect, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That sore spot that really triggered me and it made me cry foul, you know? I was a little like, well, this shit is not... None of this is... This ain't making no sense to me.
Yeah, this is bullshit. This is a by far chirp. Because I remember thinking when I was watching it too, this like, I've never seen anything like this on the runway.
And it's different. And it's different. That's it. That's all that matters. And it's different. And it like met the challenge. Tell me your roots. She told us.
Yep. It's a chirp. It's an absolute chirp. Okay. We have to keep going because we have too much Drag Race to talk about.
Yeah.
We have Arantxa coming out. She looks silly. She's honoring Iberico ham. Girl.
Crunch, crunch.
Burp.
Big, crunchy drag.
Big burp.
She brought a cheese and then she threw it away. And
yeah. No, but... this is... this is terrible.
I like what Arantxa represents. It's really sort of... you know, I sort of agree with what that guy, the guy who sang the song Mocatriz, like what he was saying to Arantxa Castilla La Mancha about like it was ugly and it didn't make sense, but that's why I like about her.
Yeah.
Okay, like that, I can kind of see that. But when you, I mean, that kind of shit would have killed at UCB Drag Race. That shit would have killed at like,
that's,
you know,
true.
At any crunchy drag venue, which I'm not trying to throw shade at all. That's where I live. That's like my sort of drag.
True.
But for Drag Race, it just, you're supposed to come with a little bit more polish. And Arantxa just didn't come prepared.
I mean, it's a big burp. It's a big old burp. It's not enough. Next, Jugacio. Bitch. She has this like pink, this, and I'm sorry, yellow tan. There's a sort of like mauve. I mean, this is absolutely incredible, and I've never seen anything like it in Drag Race.
It's just this the best, I think, of this episode. Yeah.
A caca. Mm-hmm. Big caca. Absolutely stunning. Agree that like this should have kept her. I don't know if she was necessarily in the bottom, but it definitely.
Sarah just said, "I can't stop looking at Arantxa's big fun features. Her looks are crunch, but her energy is infectious." That's 100%, and that charisma lasted her for as long as she lasted.
Yes,
and there is something fun about Arantxa. I would love to see her maybe like 3 years from now to see her like have the money to like get makeup, but like. There's something kind of off. I would say even worse than Tia Coffey. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I agree. This is worse than Tia's looks. Which...
Like, Tia is way more polished than Arantxa.
Yes.
But Arantxa's which... equally as fun. Very fun.
She is.
Super fun.
But what do you think about Jugacio's look?
Great. Fantastic.
With that, like, heart that, like, burns and has, like, ember sparks on it. Holy fucking shit. Like,
I love this drag. There's nothing to read about Jugacio's look at all. It's perfect.
It's perfect. And it's better than the show deserves, quite frankly. Oops. Like, I just mean it's so elevated that, I mean, girl, she outdid the host. And that's a fact.
Yikes, bitch. Wow.
Is there a lie? Is the polygraph bumping or not at all?
In terms of, like, the queens competing against the host...
I'm just saying, is it a fact or is it not?
I mean, it's not fiction.
Okay. It's a documentary at the very least. Presenting facts that you can take away what you will from them. Okay, Dovima giving like this chain mail princess, if you will.
Yes, it's based off of a knight that saves a princess, and that's the rose that she gave him. I love this look. I think it's, I really, really, really like that look. That arm, that chainmail arm.
It's cool.
It was, I thought it was really elevated. I think one of Dovima's best looks so far. I love it.
The story of Sant Jordi of Catalonia.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, it's definitely a chirp. It's great.
Yeah.
Work. Next. We have Miss Carmen Farala being a damn cat. Because she's representing the lynx, the Iberian lynx.
Honestly, listen, the movie Cats, take notes. This is how you do cats, okay?
I mean...
Jennifer Hudson, you listening, babe? Okay? Bench, you listening? You watching, babes? This is how you do cats?
I mean, here's what I will say. Speaking of memories, I will not have a memory of this look.
I've already forgotten it to be.
Uh-huh. It makes me want to burp it because it's completely fine.
I just think it's like bonkers that her look is based off of Lynx. That feels so at all. That feels like so like random.
It's a bodysuit and cat ears.
Yeah, it's nothing.
So to be fair, I'm going to burp it because it is nothing special.
Ooh, okay, she'd be burping a lot of looks today. She's in a bad mood today.
It's not fair. It's not fair to burp other girls and not burp this.
Girl.
I'm just saying. Oh, did you chirp it or burp it?
I burped it, girl.
Okay, work. Sagittaria. Giving you this insane, gorgeous, like, caramel fantasy.
Yes. It's a
creme catalan. I'm sorry, creme catalana.
Creme catalana, exactly, yes.
Gorge.
It's cute, it looks nice, but it's... You know what? I don't know.
I mean...
It's nice, but it's also like, it's cute. I get it. But to me, it just feels like...
Yeah.
What are you... I mean, it's not as like inspired, like Jugacio's is inspired. You
yeah.
Know? It just is a cute little look, and she just looks good.
Yeah, the fact that she won the whole episode is goofy.
Robert is very correct. Aquaria is very much like
it's Aquaria.
You know what I mean? Aquaria.
Yes.
Which I guess is the point.
I like that it's. You know, I look. the honey driplets are pretty cool, or the creme driplets. I'll give it a light chirp. It looks good. That,
you know what? Thank you, Sarah, for vocalizing my thoughts. The fit was right, but Sagittarius coasts on the sample size.
Absolutely.
With her looks, it's like...
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It just feels a little like... Oh, God.
Absolutely. If anyone of any size that wasn't zero wore this, they'd be like, you're a slut. And this is constructive criticism, but you're an ugly slut. And we just...
Okay. Wow.
And this is just the panel giving you very constructive criticism.
Honestly, that's I would take that as a positive. To be ugly and a slut, that's perseverance.
That's... And because that's what it takes. That's what it takes to win this competition. You have to be...
Ugly faced person.
Adaptability. The ability to be ugly and still catch a dick. That is the mark of a superstar. And I'm getting so emotional. I'm looking at my top four right now, and I'm so emotional. I'm so proud to hand my crown to any one of you ugly sluts. Okay, Killer Queen, we gotta go. We have to go. Killer Queen, she's like a cat. She's kind of a matador. Oh, like
something. She's some sort of animal. She's giving me very Zubily Zoo, and that is a reference maybe one person in the chat will understand.
Good. I missed it, but I love it. I'll chirp it. It's fine.
I thought it was fine. You know, they
read chirp worthy.
Busy a look or whatever, but it was fine.
Okay, we have to talk about fucking Inti right now. Holy fucking shit. What happened? Guess who showed up? Guess who showed up, everyone?
Betsy entered the chat.
Betsy entered the chat, and she said, poopy! This is the best bit of the year. So what do we think about Inti just, you know, leaving before they even got the chance to lip sync?
Yeah, I loved it. I think it's,
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
That's drag.
Correct. Yes, 100%. And yeah, there's, I don't know. She was going to be in the bottom two. She knew that she was. And she just felt like she wasn't being appreciated. Like it was.
She really told Ginny Lemon, hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Yeah, honestly, she did it better than Ginny, I think.
I mean, this is better just drama.
Kind of like, I'm in my boy clothes. Like, what do you want me to say? It's like, yes. Oh my God. Fuck yeah. You know?
Yeah. It was such a gag. Supreme comes backstage. I mean, that's a first. The host comes backstage and is like, girl, please come do the damn lip sync. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
That's it. You know, and I'll also say too, like, Inti has been on the runways. Like she,
last year
she had dysmorphia breakdown. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, the runway is a traumatizing place for Inti. For her to be there and then to lip sync and then to, girl, let's be real, be eliminated.
Yeah.
She was not going to go through that. She was not going to like destroy the little bit of like sanity that she was holding on to. And she made the right choice of leaving when she had to, because she said, I'm not going to do that. This is a traumatizing place and you have traumatized me and I'm going to walk out of this place.
Damn. I wish I saw her perform because No,
because it wouldn't have been as cute as y'all think it would have been, because that was a hurt person.
Yeah.
And perform Mocatriz, the song, which I fucking love. But like, that was not the vibe. That was not the vibe that Inti was trying to channel at all.
I have to respect that. I have to respect that. Like, honestly, in terms of like bigger statement being made, that's very powerful. I guess as a fan of the show, I would like to see her perform. I'm so sorry she felt that way. Like, I hate that. And I think her feelings are very valid. It seems like the critiques were not fair, especially when you look at who they're putting in the top and bottom all the time, where they're like,
well, I mean, Mono, you have to think about being on a reality TV show and knowing that this show is going to be produced as fuck. Inti realized right away when she wasn't being seen as how she perceived like she wanted to be seen. Mm-hmm. that it was only a matter of time for her to go home. And what I love about Inti and what I'm so proud about was that she did it on her own terms. She didn't let the producers and the show determine her destiny. She took destiny into her own hands. And I think she won. I think she overcame those dirty, dirty colonizers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, if she stayed in Lipsang, she would have gone home 100%. Even if she did magically turn it out, she still would have gotten home because it served the story. Because the producers were like, we're done. Goodbye.
Yeah, I think you're right, which I hate. I hate not that you're right, because I do hate that, but I just hate that like they weren't going to give her a damn chance in the whole world.
Not at all. And I think it happened because we can all live this fantasy that we had about Impy turning it out in our minds, in our heads, and not feel sad about the fact that she in fact couldn't turn it out because she was dealing with a lot of demons, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I think what happened needed to happen, because if she was out there and faced the wrath of the judges and then to like, no, I wouldn't want that for Inti.
Wow. Well, you're that damn. I mean, damn.
She did it correct.
Wow. So correct. Damn. Okay. And then this Mocha Tris moment is very funny and like, to me, breaks the show in a moment in like a way that's never been broken before. But it's just like
this needed to happen. I think all of this needed to happen. I knew from the first episode that Inti, I even said it last time we had this. I'm rooting for Inti, but I know Inti is not gonna make it to the very
end. Yeah, I'm so sorry she felt like aggressed in that way. That's really.
Yeah.
That's not cute.
No.
I don't like that.
No, TV show, Mano. Like, what do you expect? You know what I mean? These people.
It's
are
a TV show, but like with the history and all of it, and you're saying it like that's a little dark. Yes, the Dovima solo lip sync was terrible. She gave nothing. as she said, she doesn't like literally in episode 4. She's like, oh, I don't do a lot. I don't. This is me happy. This is me sad.
I mean, this is Pearl, bitch. This is history.
Pearl.
This is Pearl. Love.
Right when you with the fucking monster Pearl arms, this and you're just like
Pearl,
and you're like, wait, why did she win that lip sync?
It's because it's Pearl, and because
yeah, it's. I wish. This is a mess. This is a damn mess.
What I liked though is that Dovima was lip syncing. I was getting my life with the song. That song is a fucking bop. I gotta say, I've been playing it over.
It's
and over.
One of the craziest songs I've ever heard with my ears.
I love it so much.
I'm not gonna say I love it, but I am gonna say
it's not your gig, bitch.
Wow.
It is. The lyrics are very fun. They're very fucking fun.
It is fun, but like the sounds themselves were truly made on a ColecoVision. Like the production quality is questionable.
Well, sure, but also it's like a parody song. It's like a little.
I love it.
Bima still performed. It was one person. We've never seen that before. So again, Drag Race still is capable of surprising us, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody came along and had a party. It was a very joyful sort of ending to like what could have potentially been.
Cute.
Sour, no, you know, sour.
It was cute.
You know, I liked it. I really thought it was great. I loved this episode very much.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was fun. I loved the craziness of the ending. I was like, just when you thought you saw everything in Drag Race history. Okay, wait, before we go to the next episode, remind the girls where they can throw us some cash.
Oh,
yes. If they want to.
Go to Venmo and then just send me some coins at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O.
That part. Send me some coins at my name, at Monogapian, and we'll keep these reviews coming for you.
Well,
we sure will.
People that gave us money last time so we can do this again.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door, and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, in case you're just tuning in, this is Drag Race. This is Drag Her, the one and only Drag Race podcast available on the whole internet. We're doing lives to keep you up to speed on, you know, what is happening in drag racing. And we want y'all to get in on the conversation. So comment below if you're in the live.
Yes.
And if you're not, like, stay tuned because we'll do more of these in the future, hopefully.
Yes. Everyone, okay. Comment on your favorite queen. Who's your favorite queen in Drag Race?
Especially going into EP4, who is your favorite queen? Talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us. We're listening. We're here. I'm waiting. Okay, going into this, what are you feeling like knowing that it's a Snatch Game episode? Even before you saw it, what are you feeling knowing that?
I'm not to say that I'm a psychic or I predict these kind of things, but girl, I called it last time I did. I said, Hugasio is going to struggle.
Yeah.
And that was immediately my first concern. I was like, this is the episode where we see how Hugasio lip syncs.
Yeah. And it was okay. It was okay.
I thought it was good. I thought it was better than okay.
Okay, I thought it was okay. I mean, I was definitely impressed. I felt like she went for it. And like, even though she was like out of her comfort zone, you were like, she's going for it. She's going for it. She wants this. She wants this. What?
I feel bad because in her mind, she thought this was going to kill. And then it didn't. I've been there so many times.
We've all been there. And her brother said, don't do it.
Yeah, listen to your relatives is the biggest takeaway here.
Truly. I mean, which is so weird because usually when it's like, you know, why would you ever listen to friends with comedy, advice? But in this case, maybe.
Well, I think the problem with these artsy conceptual queens, they think too much of the concept. They think too big picture that they don't analyze the little pictures. You know what I mean? They'll be like, Mona Lisa is going to be visually pleasing and the joke will be funny, but it's like one joke. And that's all they have.
But if you're going to do Mona Lisa, recreate who she is. And don't. That's what I'm saying. Make up who she is.
Right. Make her, I would say, like, make her a contemporary bitch. You know,
make her, or make her like she just came to the year 2021 and she's obsessed with how weird it all is here.
Right.
Make her pussy.
I'd be curious that people take selfies now. She has to sit. She's like, I've been
that's
sitting
funny.
For fucking months. What do
that's
you mean?
That's funny.
A painting immediately. You know what I mean?
That's funny. I mean, it's even funny if she hates the painting. I look better than the painting. Like any
yeah, she's like, to bring a prop of the painting, be like, I don't look like this.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
We should help that, Mono. That's what I'm learning.
I've got to say, Mona Lisa is the only one where I had like advice for it. I was like, oh, God, I don't know who the fuck these people are.
Yeah.
That was tough. Now, okay, let's talk about the reading challenge first.
Yes.
It was fine.
Did you think the right person won?
Yes, Poopy. Mm-hmm. I thought Poopy should have won because she was having so much fucking fun.
Okay, people are pitching. Okay, I like this. I'm a nude and this is the fucking picture that blows up. Love that, Robert.
Love that. Nude Love model. That. Yep. Yeah. Mona Lisa, you can do anything with her. You could make her.
So much.
You could make her a party girl. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You could also just make her an asshole. Like, why not be like, make her a Judge Judy style loud asshole and be like.
Why is that always your go-to?
That's not my always my go-to. What, who would I say that for? That is not my go-to. Shut up. Shut up. You shut up right now.
Oh, my God. Okay.
The reading challenge, which, yes, I agree 100%. But this is not a surprise to anybody because Poopy, if Poopy didn't win, I'd be shocked.
Okay. That part.
Yeah. Okay, weird.
Well, I was shocked later. I sure was shocked later. I'll say that much.
Why?
Because Poopy did better in Snatch Game.
You are so wrong.
She did.
You
she
are absolutely. So
she did better. She was funnier.
I was disappointed in Poopy.
See, okay, here's what I'm coming also from a place of a language barrier, and Poopy was making me laugh even when I wasn't understanding what she was saying. When I didn't know the words. She was making me laugh in like when I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, she's so funny. And when like your comedy can kind of transcend language barrier, I'm like, that. She is funny. She's comedy. She has this like sparkly essence about her. That should have been the winner.
Okay, the thing that I will give credit to for Poopy was that she was very patient. She didn't like talk all the time. She talked when spoken to, and like that sort of chaotic energy didn't happen, which was, I was scared that was going to happen. I was like, oh my God, Poopy's going to come in like a hurricane and then just like sort of steal the show. But she did. I like that. I applaud that. And I'm surprised no one said that in the judging because that
we saw.
True professional, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think Killer ran away with this. I think this was Killer's episode.
I see what you're saying.
Yo, Killer Queen is a force to be reckoned with.
Disagree.
I know, you're a hateful bitch.
Disagree.
Killer Queen really delivered this episode.
I can't do this muggy comedy anymore. I mean,
Poopy does the exact same thing.
No, mugs, false.
Mugs. Terry.
No. That's false.
Out of every runway.
Poopy, it has a subtlety and a delivery that does not rely. Have you seen Killer Queen? Killer Queen is always like, she's never just walking the runway. She's always just like, oh, today my eyebrows hurt. That's my character. God. It's like, give it a rest.
Bitch, if you're coming for Killer Queen, come for Bag of Chips then, bitch. Because she does the same fucking thing too, okay? And everybody loved her.
And it got tiresome. Baga's thing got tiresome too. Love her. But by the end of it, you were like, girl.
Subtle where?
Poopy is has like a way with words, and she's like, wow. clever with her words and concise and snipes. Like she goes like when she's fighting with Carmen in the workroom, she has little snipes that are like clever.
That's because she's a villain.
Mom and dad are not, go back in the car. Go back in the car. We're fine. Go back in the Skylark. Go back in the Buick. We're fine.
Listen, I think that Poopy isn't funny. I think Poopy's very funny. But to deny that Killer Queen brought it is a fallacy. It's true.
Poopy was funnier. Poopy was funnier by 100.
Incorrect.
No, I just don't get it. I don't. I
source material. This is. I'm honestly, I don't either. But what Killer?
So I don't know the source material, and you don't either. Okay, great, awesome.
And yet I still got it. I don't know what it is with your law. You know, you've been reading the wrong. You've been taking the wrong Duolingo program. But like for me, I got Killer's jokes every time. This like conservative, then drop of a hat is really nice, and like this. All her jokes killed.
I don't know about killed, girl. That's a lot. That's a lot.
I usually don't like, but it worked for this one.
I think the herky jerky, mad then sweet thing is a little too
great.
It's infantile. It's too.
But what if that's the person that you're copying?
I guess I don't know who the person is. So to me, it was just like.
For Raja Tyra Banks then.
That's what I'm saying. Raja's Tyra Banks is not good, really. It's right. It's not that good.
But it wasn't bad.
Okay. But did it win Snatch Game? No. No, it did not. Season 3, Alexis Mateo, no. I think. Yes, Alexis Mateo as Butch Alicia Keys.
Wow, that's funny.
I'm pretty sure.
Right, I think you're right.
It was hilarious.
It worked, yeah.
No, you know what? You know who won in This Is Production?
Penny.
Stacey Lane Matthews won. That's what I thought. Yeah, I'm sorry. Stacey Lane Matthews won. Which
yeah,
is
yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Whatever. Whatever, look. Okay, look, I disagree. I just disagree. I don't like muggy, no,
listen,
muggy
I'm not
comedy.
Saying that is bad. I agree with you. I think Boopy is very funny, but I think you're so. I think you just have it in for Killer. I don't know what it is that you need to look inside yourself that something is triggering inside of you whenever you see Killer. But be happy for the bitch. She won and she deserved that win. And I for one, as a non-hater, am very happy for Killer Queen.
Okay. Work. I'm happy for you. It's just not for me. It's just not for me. And that's fine. I'm happy for her.
That's the hood spelling. I remember that.
Dush. That's the hood spelling. She absolutely should have won.
Yeah.
She absolutely should have won that one. Okay. We're in Snatch Game. There's a fight over being the Duchess of Alba. Whatever. We got over that quickly.
Yeah.
Classic Snatch Game shit. We got our panelists Samantha Hudson and Kiki Lorace.
Mm-hmm. Those people were?
No, did no clue, but I love their look.
Me too. They're funny.
Carmen is Dakota. Who the hell is Dakota? Sound off in the comments.
I have no idea, and I did not bother to research.
But
didn't make any impression to me. I was like, Carmen played Snatch Game? Well, I don't know.
That part.
Didn't register at all.
That part. She picked a very low energy, moody character. It's not, that's hard to work. That's almost never going to work.
No.
It was very Age O'Hara's Beyonce in season 10.
I thought the exact same thing, bitch.
Just mean.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to work.
Yeah.
Not going to work. That's all I've said about that.
How dare you? What a fanning. Flawless. Dakota Fanning? Flawless.
That part. Boopy is Karina, which I'm guessing is some sort of daytime talk show host.
A host, definitely a host.
A host.
Very high-pitched voice.
Every time she hit you with a high-pitched voice, it was funny. It was funny.
Yawn.
Oh my god. This, yeah, I know a lot puts you to sleep. A good time, friends, family, excitement.
Yeah.
That all puts you to sleep.
friends that don't entertain me, yeah, they put me to fucking sleep, okay?
Bitch, Jinx Monsoon, go the fuck to sleep, because we don't need you. We don't need you for this.
Whatever, Roxy Andrews, giving me the old hater energy ever.
I take drag very seriously. It's not a joke to me. It's not some funny ha-ha joke. Okay, whatever. I thought it was fucking hilarious and should have won.
She was funny.
We talked about poor Fugazio.
Fugazio, yeah, move on, because we already dug deep with Fugazio.
Dovima plays Cayetana? Okay.
And that is...
A person. No, wait. Dovima is playing the Duchess of Alba, who must also go by Cayetana. I didn't get it. I don't know. She was old. Once again, big mug, old stuff. I like the wig burn off, though. I liked that. I'll give her that much. That part. Okay.
Next.
Arancha is Belen.
Yeah.
Belen. Do we know who Belen is? Nope.
Nope, not at all. Apparently she's very big in Spain, but I don't know who that is.
That part, and she says, pay me. There's some, so maybe it's a litigious figure.
I don't know, girl. I don't know. She was okay, but no, don't know who that is.
No, thanks. No. Okay. Isabel Diaz Ayuso. That's what Killer's doing. She's a very conservative politician, I take it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know where we stand with Killer Queen. So, I mean, argue again, we could keep it moving.
I thought it was completely C. I thought it was a C performance. I thought it was fine.
You are so hateful. You are evil, bitch. You are like the fucking villain of this fucking podcast.
I just don't.
Because there is this weird, okay, so like, I don't know if you clocked this, but there's like a subtle foreshadowing moment happening between Poopy and Killer that showed up in episode 2, where Poopy has this thing against Killer Queen that's like, she's gonna suck. And like, she's like you. You know what I mean? It's like, she is like you. She's so hateful to Killer. Like, a girl that's polished, that's like really, that works really hard, you know?
On the runway? Polished on the runway? Killer is polished on the runway?
Better than Poopy Boy Song.
Okay. That's fair. Okay. But that's like calling dirt cleaner than mud. Listen,
Poopy is coming for Killer for some reason. And I'm going to tell you this, we're going to find out what it's going to come to a head in a couple of episodes.
You know what? I thought I like Sagittarius' character better because I was like, I got what it was.
I love Sagittarius' character.
It was funny.
She did it right, and I thought she was gonna suck, but she didn't.
She did not suck.
Very
it gave
much like
me
Aquaria.
Creepy old speaking. Loved it. I know, right? What a gag! It reminded me of the creepy old lady in El Orfanato. Maybe that's who she was. El carnita. I'm sorry, en carnita. Not the meat. She was en carnita.
Goodbye.
Okay, whatever. Fugazio has a sweet letter from her brother. Cute, adorable.
I would love to take a screenshot of the way that Poopy was staring at the girls while they were all comforting. Fugazio, did you see that?
Where she was just like
side eye moment.
Yeah, I did see that. That was weird.
Poopy's a fucking asshole.
Not as much as Dovima.
Yeah, just Dovima like, straight up rolled her eyes. Yes.
I'm not here for the family drama.
No.
That was fucked up.
Yeah.
At least Augustio knows she fucked up. She's like, that was trash.
Well, exactly. Which I love that she wasn't a delusional cuckoo head that was like, I did well. Like
that. Most
Drag Race, so.
These contestants are fucking putting glue on every part of their body, just gluing their heads like they're in the cuckoo bin. Oof. Such a mess. Okay, and now we have to speed, because we have a fucking ball now, girl.
I know. Okay, let's do this quick.
Speed. I'm talking gut reaction immediately.
Girl, why are you wasting time? Let's go.
Okay. First, we have trashy chicks. First is Scotted Man giving a pink furry bra and pink pants. Chirp or burp?
Like it, chirp.
Chirp. Sagittaria, leopard top, red leather skirt thingy. Chirp or burp?
Chirp.
Chirp. These looks were so boring. A lot of these looks were so damn boring.
I liked a couple of them, okay?
Okay, a couple.
What do you mean boring?
Killer Queen comes out looking like a character from Recess the cartoon.
This is one of my favorite looks.
You are insane.
Don't tell me this was a bad look, bitch. Don't you dare.
Horrible.
Wow. To me, this felt drag. This felt very elevated. The shape of it, the style, the wig, the performance. I was like, this is cute. I liked it. I thought this was the draggiest of all the looks.
I don't know, girl. It's just, it's a little too, the details, the stuff itself, like the character's okay, but just like.
Mono, we need to analyze this.
I don't like it. I don't need to see her do a face on the runway anymore. I don't like to say, I'm a character. And now I'm this. Like, that is so kindergarten to me. Don't make me say it again.
Wow.
We have to keep going. Arancha. Okay. Arancha looks bad. Arancha looks like a girl in line to see Trixie at DragCon.
It's very hog body, Adore Delano.
It's basic shit. That's cold. That is cold.
Not cold. You've been telling about Killer.
Dovima. It's a burp. We know it's a burp. Dovima giving you pink Matrix nail girl. Yeah.
Burp it. I don't even remember it, to be perfectly honest with you.
It's like a little bit like cocktail girl. I'll burp it because I'm mean. No, I'm going to chirp it because there's worse. I'm going to chirp it because there's many. There's no, it might be a merp. I just don't care. I'm going to merp it.
Burp.
It's just like, man.
Wow, she can't make her mind.
Can't make her mind. I'm going to merp it.
Wow.
I can't. Hugasio giving you just
a, the best look.
You best did. Look. You like best this?
Look. Don't you dare tell me that was bad.
I didn't like it.
What is wrong with you? This is not surprising me because you are such a contrarian.
The pieces are stupid. Like the pants are dumb.
Girl, the challenge was like a bat, like she said, they're supposed to be tacky. They're not going to show up in evening gowns in this look.
I guess I kind of wanted to see her use her style of makeup more to interpret the challenge because I like
different. She gave us something different and showed me that she can do that kind of drag, and I loved it. And she did it on that terms. And when she pulled out that fucking phone, slam dunk. I mean, the bitch turns out looks, okay?
This is a turnt look to you?
Yes! Based on the category.
The pink, and we're talking about the one with the pink sweat jumper.
Did I stutter?
Okay, it's a burp for me.
Oh my God. I don't know what day is this today? Like, what's happening today?
I don't know.
We've never fought it.
We've never disagreed this much, which is truly shocking. I was just like, Hugasio, do it your way. I don't want to see you do just a girl on the Eurobus.
Eye makeup was Hugasio's way. That was his way of showing us that they could be versatile, okay?
Okay. It's a burp for me. Next, we have Poopy giving just tit out. Pride flag is also a part
defend
of this.
Defend your girl. Go ahead. Defend your girl.
No, this is bad. It's a burp. This is...
talking. Okay, so she's not infallible in your eyes. Okay.
No, this is terrible. It's literally... I love that her tits out. It made me laugh.
I mean, it's funny, but...
It's funny. The performance is great, but it's not good.
This was barely a look.
It's a burp. Next runway challenge, coming to the bowl, aggressive executive.
Yes.
Carmen comes in with a giant blazer and the giant phone. This was good.
It wasn't exciting at all. I was just like, okay, fine.
She needs to do some new shit because we get it. Yeah. You have a body. We get it. Yeah. But this is a chirp. I thought the details were nice.
Okay, I'm going to give this a merp.
Okay. Merp. I'll accept the merp. I'll give this a chirp because the next one I didn't care that much for.
Mm.
But the makeup's good on this one. Next, Sagittaria, giving you pussy executive and then showing her asshole.
Love this. I mean, that was pure asshole.
We saw asshole on the runway. We saw asshole.
The puckered lip.
I mean, her hole was on TV, which I am like shocked by.
Oh, yes. I was really like, damn, the girl got no ass. So all you saw was hole.
It's that kind of thing.
She was ass. She was showing us hole.
It's that kind of thing where there's hole because very small no ass.
She had no ass at all.
It's that. It's like, have you seen that meme where it's like twinks be like, fuck my fat ass. And it's just like a skeleton bent over. Ever seen that?
I mean, oh God.
Okay, it is a chirp, weirdly, but it's not the category because it's like, why is your asshole out? But okay,
I don't know. What do you want me to say?
I guess she's aggressive. I don't know. Killer Queen giving a pink leopard.
Oh yeah, this was very Hairspray to me. This felt like camp.
You loved it.
I hate it.
You loved it.
But the delivery sold it for me. It's not like a good look. But for executive realness, I always get so bored with executive realness runway challenges. They're just like, I don't know why they're so mandatory. I guess because of the balls.
No.
But there are other categories at balls as well. I would love to see a House Bazaar. I would love to see a Butch Vet. Like a Butch
this
first time in drag look.
This makes Peggy Bundy look like ready for fucking New York Fashion Week. This, I did not. I can't do this.
That's a good thing.
This, I can't do this.
Fashion Week, bitch, that's
this true. Messy pink leopard top and the whole, like, are my teeth clean thing? No. Burp.
See, I'm not taking you seriously at all when you talk about Killer Queen because everything you say is venom. And I'm not here for that.
This, girl, this look.
I don't know
what you're about, but this I'm look.
To my community. Okay. I don't know what you're trying to do.
I'm having a very hateful week. I am having a hateful week. So
I'm trying to uplift my community.
Okay, work.
Okay,
work.
It's a burp for me.
Okay, crazy. It's a burp for me. Next, we have Arancha giving you some sort of teenage executive who holds a cat.
I've seen this toy. This is a prop.
The little scary cat thing. No.
This is a burp.
This is a burp.
I mean, but it's like, has Arancha worn any chirp for me? Never. Not once. Not one
no.
hour. This is really great. No. Everything has been a burp, and she only has personality and charm, but...
That part.
This ain't it, sis.
It's a burp. Yeah, she's cute, and she's funny. I like her mugging, but it's a burp.
Wow.
Dovima giving you... woman who genuinely forgot her pants, but also has vampire teeth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like this kind of drag. It's like wear clothes, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't care about this. This was once again the blazer wasn't big enough to be a businesswoman blazer.
It wasn't draggy enough for me.
Yeah, no, she forgot the bottom half of her outfit, and then she was like, "But also vampire teeth? No."
Oh, no. I forgot about the teeth. Yeah, too confusing. Too much.
Burp.
Too much.
Burp. Jugacio giving business shark in her own words.
Oh, now this is drag, bitch.
This is incredible. This is a caca.
This is what I want to see.
See, this is what I want. This is what I need from España. This is what the first week they got me excited for. So this is what I'm expecting.
Jugacio's look, the house down boots, was the best look, period, that this episode.
Incredible. She's a fucking shark and my made God. An editorial.
I was screaming.
Okay, Poopy giving you sort of a jockey, and but also Nina Bonina Brown. No, this is bad. This is bad. It is truly just...
I would have knocked her in the bottom two. If I was in... Based on these weak-ass looks she gave us on the run. Oh, Lord. Goodness.
The looks were bad. The looks are bad.
The looks, flimsy. At best.
And this was her executive look. And it was just...
No.
Tart horse. That looks
equivalent to a creaky door opening in a horror movie. No.
It was so weird. No, girl.
No.
And that jacket isn't even good. You're going to give me that dry brown jacket under your cheap S&M? No, it's a burp.
No. The hat really fucking killed me. I can't.
It was bad. It was terrible.
No. I see what you're trying to do, girl, but this ain't it. No.
Okay. Next we have Marbella, Jet Set. Now, Marbella, is that a beach town? I take it.
Specifically Spanish beach town, yeah.
Yes. Because we all got very excited about the fake tan.
Think about, if the Real Housewives partied all summer long. Like, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That part. So, okay, here we go. We have to go quick again. Godman gives you blonde Vegas, arm candy, overly tanned.
The most orange ever.
I know, because before I realized that we were doing this as a theme, I was like, bitch, pump the brakes on the bronzer.
Ooh,
please.
It's a lifestyle, I guess.
It's a soft, soft chirp.
You know what? I'm going to heavily chirp this because I do think she looks good. He looks really good.
I am getting bored.
Yes, no, I agree with you. I think she's got to change it up. I think I would love to see an episode where Hugacio dresses her and Poopy and honestly anybody, everyone else. Just like, I want
to
style the other queens for me.
Yeah, agree. So it's a chirp, but moving on, Sagittaria. Silver stringy dress, which is also still just Aquaria.
Burp.
It's pretty.
It's a little worrisome because it's like.
It's a little single white female, Aquaria, isn't it?
Your CV reads Aquaria to me.
It's a little us. It's a little get out. It's a little bit like I'm taking over your thing. I mean, I hate to compare them, but I'm going to.
I mean, she wants that comparison, you know.
She wants it.
But
her name is Sagittaria.
In Drag Race, it's not.
I'm going to chirp it because it's really pretty.
Sagittarius?
Yeah.
Girl. Okay, I'm going to burp it then.
The wig is moist. The makeup's gorgeous. The dress is nice.
It's original and there's nothing. There's no creative.
Fair.
There's no artistry there. No.
Fair.
Mm-mm.
Okay, next we have Killer Queen giving drunk
shout out to the
beach
Aries.
Woman. Hey. Hey, Aries. Drunk woman on the beach with a caftan.
Who is this?
Killer Queen.
Oh, your favorite. Yeah, I love this.
Why? Why?
Storyline, honestly, she looks...
What do you like about this?
She looks exactly like my aunt Armenia, and I was like living. She was giving me auntie, it was scary.
It was scary.
I was like, oh my God, it's my aunt on stage. Oh my gosh. I was living for it every second of it. It was so fun. And I know Poopy did it, but she gave us a fun, realistic receding hairline look, and I lived for it.
Okay,
it's a chirp.
Not for me. It's not for me. I have to stand. I just have to. It's just a caftan. It's just a caftan.
Oh my God.
It's a caftan.
Nothing.
It's not even a nice caftan.
Nothing she does is gonna make you happy.
It's not great. I the character, you can defend it. I'm done with the characters.
What does Queen need to do for you to be on her side?
I can't do the faces anymore. You have to stop the faces. I want to see what your fucking face looks like on the runway without there always being remember when
that's what you loved about Utica Queen.
I was just going to say, remember Utica wouldn't stop doing the damn faces. And they were like, give it a rest.
She's going to win drag. I love her faces. Oh, it's the return of silent cinema on Drag Race. Oh, my God.
I will sue you. That is, stop this defamation. I'm just not at it. I'll wait to see if there's something more to it. But for right now, it's a burp. I could be wrong.
Hey, stay mad. You know what? Stay mad.
Fuck. Yeah, Rob, perform with your words, not your damn in your face. Give me some substance. Next is, it's Arancha giving you early 2008 Burnt Gaga.
Was it Gaga? I don't know if it was Gaga.
I don't know if it was Gaga.
Oh, no, that was not Gaga.
You
know what that felt like? That felt like Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
The high school production?
Is straight to DVD version.
Yeah.
Not living for fantasy. Mm-mm.
It was very that. It was very... God, it was... First night in drag.
You know what it was? It's the outfit itself maybe could have worked, but the wig was unacceptable. That was a shake and go. That was a
girl with the hard front here.
Like, girl, we don't like who does that?
Terrible.
Who terrible buys $2 wigs?
Yeah, that was rough. It wasn't Donatella Versace. It was. Her cousin, Fran. It was Fran Versace. It was not good.
Versace, that was Leonardo.
Next, Dovima. So she's funny now. She's bumping down the runway in a little dress with funny makeup, air quotes.
Honestly, I don't remember this look at all.
It was very forgettable. It was a tiny black cocktail dress, and then she's like kind of maybe had like a flipper in, or she was like giving like extra teeth and like kind of like
right, very like the wig was sort of like
fluffy, yeah, sort of. It's a burp. I don't care.
No, nothing. It was nothing. It was
nothing. Hugacio giving you this burnt heiress in a yellow dress with the black hair.
This is so stunning. This is like polished. High drag, but still very Hugacio to me.
I wanted more. I mean,
What did you want?
It was good, but after I've gotten the level of Hugacio I've gotten, it's going to be hard for me to go back to this kind. Maybe she's trying to give versatility.
You are the worst kind of bottom. So fucking greedy. God, more. Give me more.
Fucking show up. Look, if I cleaned my hole, show the fuck up, okay? I mean, I want to be puckered by time sunrise.
Like Sagittarius asshole. Okay, I get it.
Oh my God. It's a chirp, but I just, you know, I would love a little bit more. Biggest chirp.
Girl, that yellow, that deep, I mean, that was such an exquisite yellow.
Yeah.
It was so great.
She was wearing the color yellow. That's true.
Shut up, bitch. It just worked. It worked for me in every... It hit everything.
Work. I love her. I want her to go all the way, but I just thought this was good. It's good.
It's a challenge. The challenge isn't like an avant-garde challenge. This is a very ready-to-wear
I know. Challenge. We have to move on. We have to go. Poopy.
Then stop saying wrong shit, bitch. Then stop saying incorrect wrong shit.
Okay. I'll start saying factual facts. Like Oscar is a fine co-host.
I hate this. I hate you.
Okay, Poopy. Poopy gave us a reveal from purple dress into white robe, blown back hairline. Why is that a thing? I love it.
Because they're, I don't know, they're older? I don't know. I truly don't know.
Hey, B-Rubes. Girl, we're talking about Drag Race España. That's what we're talking about. Okay, did we chirp or burp this?
Oh, I liked it. I liked the reveal. It was like very active.
Yeah.
The strongest boopy look I have ever seen on the runway.
I like the reveal. It's fun. I'm going to give her a chirp.
Even though she wore a caftan.
Yeah. But it's, yeah.
Interesting, because you didn't.
I didn't do it for Gilead. You didn't
like Gilead's.
Yeah. Caftan, yeah, I did. Yeah, I know. There was a reveal here. Yeah, like how there was a step up.
Just saying,
was a reveal.
I'm just, you know.
See how there was a step up and there's a difference?
I'm gonna leave that there. That's all.
Yeah. What about the fact? Will you pick up the fact I just dropped too while you're at it?
What fact?
The reveal was a gag.
Okay. Killer revealed she was hiding a bottle of wine.
Anyways, for some reason, Killer wins.
You are so hateful. You are so fucking hateful. I want
that's just how I feel.
Have you on your birthday from Killer Queen.
Dovima's safe, even though she did whatever. We can agree on that, right?
What?
Dovima's safe, and it's like, okay, but she didn't do that much.
We knew that there were two people that did worse than Dovima.
Yeah. And there we go. I do agree with the bottom two. Jugacion na Arancha. They're in the bottom. They got a lip sync.
Were you worried before the lip sync?
I was. I was worried.
I 100%. I was sweating. I was like, Jugacion can't go home yet. Oh, no, he can't go home yet. No.
I did not want Jugacion to go. I like Arantxa a lot. She's cute and charming, but I was.
But it was time for Arantxa to go, and she knew it too.
Yeah, she knew. Yeah. This song they get is so fun.
I know.
From Bad Gyal.
Yeah.
Pussy. Is it? It's called Pussy.
And Jugacion turned it the fuck out. I loved it.
I really loved it. I thought she did good. She did good. She won it. I was pumped for her. She was clearly operating.
Wait, what?
What?
What did you want Jugacion to do?
I don't know. I guess I have high standards now. I just want a little bit more.
You certainly seem to be very happy with the little she gives to the show, okay?
My God. My God. Look, I love Jugacion. I was excited. The song was so good. She was dropping and popping her pussy. I'm happy. I was happy, but I wasn't like, the night is hers. Do you know what I mean? I was like, who is it? Who is it?
You thought Arantxa, like, had a chance?
I thought it was like 70-30, 80-20 Jugacion. You know what I'm saying?
That's still high. What? Are you? You know, you don't make any sense.
Oh my God. No sense.
And y'all watching this in the comments, just can we please bring back hashtag?
Look, I love that we're disagreeing. I guess this is probably proof that this season is great.
Truly.
Because the talent is there. The different kinds of drag is represented.
Yeah.
I mean, so there you go. I mean, who is your winner now? Who is your winner still the same?
Jugacion? I mean, last time I said Carmen was the winner.
I don't think she's the winner.
She's not my favorite, but I do think if she pulls a stunt, she will win. But my winner is Jugacion. That's my favorite to win. I would want Jugacion to win. I'm praying for Jugacion Crujiente to win. Like, that's what I'm rooting for. What about you?
Yeah, Jugacion is the only one I want to win.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Dovima? You love her. Is Dovima going to go home?
Thank you so much for listening to Drag Her. I'm kidding.
Who do you think is going to go home next week?
I think Dovima's, her days are numbered pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, they love Sagittaria. I don't, unless they just cut her because they're like, we're done with her. But Dovima for sure before Sagittaria.
Yes.
Carmen has to have a big emotional breakthrough.
I think she will, though.
She probably will. They love her. They love her.
She's going to be in the final three or four with Jugacion.
When will Boopy go home? That's the gag. No,
Boopy's going to make it to the finals. She's good.
I think you're probably right.
I think she will.
I don't think she's brought a good enough drag yet.
No. She's going to give us crunchy, munchy drag till the very end, till the bitter end.
She is my favorite. I will say this.
Boopy is your favorite?
Yeah. Like, Boopy is like, She's my God. Where can these hoes Venmo you if they want to support you? Where? Tell them.
Venmo me at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, on Venmo. Pay me, please. Where can you pay you money?
Mono Agapian or Mono Dash Agapian at Venmo. I'm the only one, obviously. So throw me a coin if you want. We love bringing you drag excellence. Stay tuned because Drag Her is doing everything. We're going to be dropping.
Right.
That part. We're going to be talking about All Stars this fucking weekend.
Girl.
I mean, and we got new merch coming soon. We have too much coming. So stay tuned. Support Drag Her by following us at Drag Her Podcast, where you're watching this. And also give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. We love it.
Podcast. Listen, it's a fun podcast, especially if they love Drag Race and want to talk about it. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. And every time Oscar's on, it is truly fucking fun. So
it's very fun being a guest.
Snaps for that.
On the show. It's very fun.
We love Oscar. We love you, you dumb bitch. Even if you're wrong. Even when you're wrong.
Never been wrong.
I don't know. Roll back the tapes. Roll back the tapes. I don't know. There's a couple of weird... You take some hard takes, like Vivacious is the number one Drag Race queen ever.
She's the number one drag queen on Drag Race.
Okay. Well, we have to go. We've been talking too long. I love you, though, and I love everyone watching and listening. Thank you so much for making Drag Her the only Drag Race podcast on the internet. Bye.
Bye. Spill a lot to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Original.